Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that jive. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
Wow, that didn't sound good.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see if I can adjust something. Maybe. I think that may be. There we go. Whatever.
I think that sounds a little better.
Yeah, it was a little static. Man.
I just want to get this out of the way. I'm not talking about the Razorbacks tonight.
Well, I thought we were going to do a full hour.
No, I refuse. I refuse to even.
I thought we were going to rebrand and rename tonight to Choke Time, but
I'm not listening.
Appropriately. Let's see.
We are on location.
We
live, live in Park Hill, North Little Rock, Arkansas, at a new place. Been open 2 weeks.
Two and a half.
The Pizza Pub.
Pizza Pub.
That voice you hear is the Master Chef. Is that a title I can give you, Master Chef?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We've got Brian on again. He's been on how many times?
This will actually be my third time.
Yeah, in like a very short period.
Second in almost a month.
Second in a month. Yeah. First time I was on was Dave Burnett years ago.
Oh, yeah. And you know why you've been on several times lately? Because this is a killer spot.
Man, we're getting there. Two and a half weeks. I feel it. Like, my legs feel it.
Yeah, I bet. Have you slept yet since you opened?
Not much. I did pick up drinking again, though. So
there's that. Well, you got a nice drink selection here.
Oh, man.
I know you told us on the show the other night you're going to have a killer craft beer selection. You're going to have a great tequila selection. We're going to have to ask Bryce, the tequila expert, what he thinks of the tequila selection.
Don't call me an expert. I just like to drink it.
Well, that makes you an expert.
Maybe.
Well, I think between the two of y'all, you might be experts.
I've been doing Jameson. Yeah. So Jess is the tequila drinker.
Yeah.
Well, he was.
He's the tequila man.
Speaking of Jess, is he not here tonight, or is he on dad duty?
So, he is on dad duty.
Yep.
For sure. Jess and I did some exploring last night.
Okay.
And I'm not going to bring up what happened last night, but we went to a specific place to watch a specific sporting event.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a late night.
Was there choking occurring on the TV?
There was.
Okay. So we got that.
Yes.
I saw his wonderful wife up there.
Yeah, Tina's here.
Yeah. She's got a new place coming in Argenta, but we won't talk about that much tonight.
Later on.
Be ready for that. We're ready. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're going to talk about this place.
Rock and Roll.
Staying pretty busy.
Yes. Yeah.
Third time I've been in here, and every time it's been packed.
Man, and we haven't even started doing to-go orders yet. We're just doing in-house right now.
Yeah, that's going to be, I mean, what kind of business are you going to have with just to-go? You got any delivery or just?
No delivery. We have talked about delivery, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. If it does happen, it won't happen anytime soon. Quite frankly, I'm scared, man. When we open up for takeout. I mean, how long you've been here for about an hour now?
Yeah.
Had something to eat? Like, you didn't hear a phone ring. Our phones are unplugged right now. We just want to work the kinks out before we start going full throttle.
Well, and the fact that Scott and I noticed this earlier sitting here, we've been here hour,
mm-hmm.
the front door is like staying open most of the time because people are in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
And here it is 7 o'clock, which is great that the sun's staying out later. So because you got that may help with an elite rush crowd.
For sure.
People going out after work, going work out, do something.
It's in a good location.
It is.
Good food and all that stuff's great. But also, this location's killer. You've got a big parking lot.
And we're surrounded by good people, man. I mean, North Bar is right here on the corner.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, North Bar between the Mexican restaurant over here, I mean, they're fantastic. We've been going back and forth. Man, I love pizza, but I've eaten pizza every day for like the last...
Let's see, you were on a month ago, and you know what, Scott? We were the first official takeout pizza.
You were.
A month ago, and while they weren't doing takeout, he brought us one. And I got to say, I got it steaming hot tonight.
Nice.
It was just as good a month ago, 20, 30 minutes old, because you had to cook it, bring it to the studio, and you were worried about that. You really were like, man, I don't know how it's going to travel. I don't know. We were really a test for you.
It really was. I sat in your parking lot for like a half hour, too, so I was like.
Well, I would have sworn that you double-loaded the pepperoni for us that night so we'd talk about it on the air. But I've seen a lot of those pizzas come out.
Well, we had one, yeah.
And we saw one tonight. You did. That's every time you put out a pepperoni. It's a lot.
We have 8 like specialty pizzas on our menu, and that's like our best-selling one is the piled-on pepperoni.
It just
has a obscene amount of pepperoni on it. I mean, look at me. I mean, I don't. I mean, I have a body for radio.
Me too. And I've noticed if I'm loud here, it's trying to adjust these levels. But you guys have a full bar here, too. And by the way, Scott, I got to say something. I always joke your wife listens and critiques you and sends messages during the show.
Oh, yeah.
I always joke. She probably has never heard one show. I somehow convinced my wife to come with me tonight. I think it was because I said, let's come eat pizza.
Nice.
And she was like, okay, great. But I want to welcome her sitting right here. She's like staying off the camera. She doesn't want to be on the radio, which is fine. But so I think more than anything, for the last 10 years, last 5 years, every other Thursday night, I do come do something. I'm just not getting out of the house. So anyway.
Well played.
But you guys have full bar. Is me, she got a margarita. It came in. She's not really a beer person, but I got the thumbs up. And getting a thumbs up for her on a cocktail,
good.
That means it's fantastic.
That makes me happy. Because I haven't had a margarita here yet. Skylar's behind the bar over there, and she's killing it. But we, what we wanted to do here, and I got to give kudos to Jess and Conan on the bar. They put the bar together, but they were very much like we're not going to have a cocktail list. Like, that's not what we do. It's not brewed and barley. It's not, we're just going to have good stuff up there, and they can riff. You want to get a Captain and Coke, you want to get a margarita, like whatever,
Yeah, you're not going to have a list of 10 signature cocktails. It's come in, get what you want. Yeah.
Well, Conan knows a little something about bars, so
a little bit between
you and he and Jess, y'all have a lot of experience in a lot of areas, and I assume that makes this easier to launch a new place, or is it just never easy?
I mean, the word easy, I don't think anybody's ever brought up when open up a restaurant.
Yeah.
Certainly, but it does take a little bit off our plate, if I don't have to worry about bar, then I can just focus on the kitchen and not worry, that's it.
Is that where you've been spending most of your time in the back?
You look at me.
Well, I know. Yeah.
Yes. It's been a lot. Yeah. All my time's been back there in the kitchen. But again, man, we've been really lucky. The same thing, with Brood. I mean, we have an amazing staff back here. I mean, look at those guys. Those guys are pumping out beautiful pizza right now. They're killing it. They're doing a great job.
And I got to say this, the wait time, too, for a pizza. You go some places, it may be 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes. We ordered at like 6:20, and you guys had food on the table by like 6:35, 6:40. It was quick.
Good.
And good quality at that.
One of the things that I'm trying to do, too, is I'm trying to stay out of their way, because after a while, I end up just in their way. Staff them is kind of like letting your kids go and just let them. You got to let them do it.
Well, if they're going to make a mistake, they're not going to learn if they don't make it. So.
Exactly. And, if if I would have been back there, then the pizza would have took an hour. Because
well, not to mention, you can't be here 24/7. Maybe the first couple months, but eventually you're going to have to leave this place. I mean, you have another restaurant you've got to deal with, and that's good teaching your staff and all that and letting them just take it and run.
Yeah, and they're doing a killer job.
So I got to ask Scott, because I did not try it, but we talked when you were on a couple months or a month ago. Obviously, the big piled on pepperoni with cupped pepperonis.
Mm-hmm.
But you also told us about something you guys had kind of created, the big Ouachita Island.
Oh, man.
Famously with bologna, jalapenos, pineapple, and red onion. Scott, I got to ask. How was it? Because he didn't bring it the other night.
It was sort of Hawaiian with a little Arkansas twist,
right?
I would say.
Yeah.
Little instead of spam.
Yeah, instead of spam, bologna. I tell you what, it was darn good.
That seems to be like that's in the running, like top three seller right now, and we've gotten some good reviews. You know what's funny though is I knew like pepperoni was going to be like a big seller. Like people eat pepperoni.
Sure.
I mean,
that's
we just had that conversation.
Yeah.
I just love pepperoni, you know. But, like, jalapenos, people have been loving some jalapenos, and we've been cutting them fresh. And the one thing I said to Jess, too, when we were putting this pineapple on pizza, and Conan and I had a conversation about pineapple.
Was that a
on
big disagreement amongst all y'all?
It wasn't a disagreement, but we had to have a meeting about it. Like, are we gonna do this? And I said, listen, I mean, I think we have to, because whether I like pineapple on pizza or not, there is a million people out there that do.
A lot of people that do.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, and exactly.
Ralph,
you talked
Ralph's
about
sitting
that
here
yeah.
too is
yeah.
one.
Well, I mean, you know, sweet and salty. But the other thing was too is that I said, listen, if we're gonna do it, we have to do fresh pineapple. We can't do like the canned, like sitting in syrup diced stuff. So we cut fresh pineapples every day.
Y'all need to do a special with a pink pineapple.
Dude, you know what? Those pink pineapples are freaking fantastic.
They are.
They're better than regular pineapple?
They're pricey, but they are good.
They are good.
Okay.
They are good.
Yeah.
Put it on the list.
Yeah, you may have to go over to K Hall and Son over.
I'm going to have to call him.
Because they pretty much have they have a steady supply. They hadn't had any lately, but when somebody's got them in town, they do. And I also know one of our great sponsors up on Cantrell, Edwards Food Giant, always has pink pineapples, too.
I wonder if they have them at the Edwards and Lakewood.
Yeah.
I'll go look.
So what we've been doing is, so the same thing like when we run new menu out at food or something like that, we don't do any specials for a while. We just kind of let everybody settle in to like what we have going on. But I have like people, these guys in the kitchen are chomping at the bit for specials. Like,
well, I was going to ask that, but you just answered that question. You got to get up and running and work the kinks out before you really throw some kinks to the kitchen, right?
Exactly. But there's been talks of cheesesteak pizza. There's been talks
coming from a Philly guy. How can you not have one?
I'm hoping that shows up.
We are going to do one thing that I know that we've settled on. Like, pizza and Prosecco are it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with that, like, so I know we're eventually going to do like a Prosecco and pizza night, you know, once we start running specials, we do that. But everybody, and that's the cool thing about it, is everybody's got, not just the guys in the kitchen, like Conan's got ideas, and you know, really, we start texting at like midnight. We're like, I was just drinking a beer thinking like maybe we should do this.
Oh, and by the way, he's not lying, because the other night he texted me wanting to know what all we needed from him, and it was at midnight.
I didn't realize.
Well, here's what happened. I knew he was still awake, or he was awake. I started to text him at 5:30 that morning when I got up and be like, I'll pay you back. But no, that was, I mean, it's the love of your earth. This is your life right now. You basically got to live here.
Yeah, that's what
we're
doing.
So,
hey, I'm going to throw some local love.
Yeah.
I just got a bike rack. Dinos and Unicorns Hazy IPA.
Yeah.
You just put a keg on, I assume. Took place to probably Holy Roller that I had last time, I think she said.
Yeah.
That'd go good with that pineapple pizza. It's got a super citrusy pineapple mix to it. Pretty darn good. Bike Rack, we love them up in Northwest Arkansas.
Dude, they're killing it. They're putting out good beer, dude.
I like that you guys are rotating, and I'm seeing a lot of A lot of good breweries.
Man, there's a lot of good communication there between like Conan and Jess, and like what's coming up next, and you know we got good reps that help us out. And stuff
yeah,
like
I mean,
that
they do
too.
The same thing. I love every time I go into Port Porter, which my wife and I ate there the other night after Trav's game. Deal after a game.
Did you get the burger?
No, we always get the burger, so we tried something. We got wings, a bunch of smoked wings.
Nice.
And they were awesome, but he's always, you got to look over that wall to see what he's got. He just keeps rotating the beers. Of course, you can get the standards, your PBRs and all that, but yeah, he's always got something new on, keep changing it up. You kind of just keep wanting to drop by and see what he's got.
So, Four Quarter is where Jess and I started yesterday. And we went to Four Quarter, and we sat at the end, and Pat was bartending, and I turned and I looked at the chalkboard that has the draft list on it.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I mean, I have friends that come down that visit me from Pennsylvania, and, like, when they walk in the door, like, my friends, they're like, how's Four Quarter? And I'm like, bro, you haven't been here in 2 years, man. I was like, you been over to Four Quarter? I'm like, yeah, I've been there, man. Yeah, I've been there, okay? Like, calm down.
I have a restaurant right next door.
Yeah, but... The thing about it is he's putting a draft list over there, man, that is, I mean, second to none.
No.
I mean, look at that draft list right now, man. He's got Elysian on. I mean, he's got big hitters on that draft list.
It's always a quality list of beer. I'd love to see that here, too. It appears that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
every time I've been in, you've been rotating some taps and the you know the list that seems consistent is a lot of good beers too.
Yeah, for
Arkansas
sure.
beers being repped on there. We always love to see that.
Oh man, I mean,
beer and pizza goes together pretty good too.
Oh dude, I mean, I tell you, like you have like you said, there's a good mix. Like you can walk in and get a PBR, you can get a Yingling Lager, which is one of our best-selling beers, by the way. You know, oldest brewery in the country.
Wait,
what's
coming Yingling. From a Philly guy?
We know your Yingling obsession, and
but,
I like it.
But, I mean, you get Ultra on tap.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, and that's,
you know,
that's the thing about it. When you get a pizza place, as much, and you guys know my background, but Scott loves craft beer, but I always say there's a time and a place for every beer.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing about a pizza place is if you come in here and you get a pizza, a good cheap beer is also good with pizza.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it doesn't have to be, you know, a Lost 40, Bentonville Brewery or whatever. It could be good domestic as well.
I like a good mix.
All right.
That's what we got here.
We got to figure out. I think I'm going to have to I'm noticing you guys have a funnel cake. Actually, my wife pointed it out to me, so I think we're going to have to probably order that in the break. But when we come back, I want to dig into some of the appetizers and other things you guys got on this menu.
Heck yeah. Heck
all right, you're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Celebrate 4th of July in downtown Little Rock at the 41st anniversary of Papa's on the River, presented by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. This free community event will begin at 5 p.m. with free activities for kids, food trucks, Lost 40, live music, and concluding with the tradition of the Arkansas Sympathy Orchestra and a fireworks finale. Visit pops.arkansasonline.com or check today's Arkansas Democrat Gazette for more information.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemonade will be nice. Of a spice from the top to a VK. Got a bar, got a drink, but girls got the bait on the front board. See, I got some ice tea. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
Scott, you know, we are not very far from one of our fantastic studio sponsors who's been here, been with us a long time, and we mentioned in the last segment about the pink pineapples.
We love them.
You know, we might, I sure wish I was going to cook on the grill this weekend celebrating, or at least watching something. I'm going to do watch something. I don't know what, but I may have to take my I'm going to have to take my rear over to Edwards Food Giant. I may do it over here while I'm here in Lakewood.
Go get you some stuff, and you still got to watch Kyle's World Series.
We got to root Coastal watch. Carolina on. We got to root them on to – even though – I wonder in college, did they pay the teams like they do if they win a national championship? Because if LSU wins, then that means they would get more money and Arkansas would get a piece of that. But I don't know. But anyway, if you're looking for some certified Angus beef, some Swift All Natural Pork, or my personal favorites, their house-made brats, hey, that'd be good on a pizza too. Go check our friends out at Edwards Food Giant up at Cantrell, Mississippi, or the new location over here in Lakewood, and also fantastic selection of beer. And coming in August, they're expanding, Scott.
Oh.
With the new law change, you're going to get some higher gravity beers. So okay. There's going to be some things in grocery that you normally couldn't get. They can go up to a certain percent. They're not going to have everything. But
so it was previously 6.3 for beer. What is it going to be now?
12.6.
That covers most of it.
Well, yeah. Oh, there we go. Do it.
Double it.
Yeah.
That sounds very random.
Like, coming in August, they're going to expand that August section and grow, have a more selection, which I think they're going to probably focus a lot on local beer for that. But there'll be a few national beers. That they're expanding into as well. But
the way this summer's going, August is like, what, 4 days away?
Pretty much.
Maybe three, I mean, I don't know.
I thought it was like April just last week, and here we are, middle of June.
I went to Walmart, and they had back-to-school stuff out.
Man, they're going to have Christmas stuff out next week.
But anyway, go check our friends out. Something wrong, Ralph, there that I need to fix. Let's see. Is that better?
You're so hot, Bryce.
He is hot.
He's hot.
There we are. Well, I am hot, and my wife may think I'm hot. I don't know.
She's smart.
Yeah, exactly. We're coming at you live from the Pizza Pub.
The Pizza Pub.
Over here off JFK. And sorry, I don't know the address, Brian, but if you know where North Bar is or Hogs Meat Market, you're pretty much right across the street.
What's the plug on your Mexican spot here that everybody really likes? What's the name of this restaurant?
That is, man, I can't see it. I've gone in a couple times and I've never looked up.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. I've eaten there.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name. Oh yeah, they're good. They're very good. Yeah, I like North Bar. They're nice.
I'm seeing some sort of special coming when you start doing some collabs between that place and North Bar, and dude, just throw it on a pizza.
It's so funny because if you ask our neighbors in Argenta, we are very much, actually, people in Argenta are probably tired of hearing me saying it, but I say, like, we're very much cup of sugar neighbors, you know, and that's things that we do. Like, we've collabed with everybody in Argenta to the point I think people are tired of me walking into the kitchen.
Did you ever go next door and borrow cigars? Go over there and get you some.
I've spent too much time at that cigar bar.
I had a feeling.
But my wife, God bless her, shout out, because I think she's listening. So Chrissy, love you.
Shout out.
I'm sorry. I'm not going for a cigar tonight. So don't worry about the laundry.
We gave a shout out to Pat at Four Quarter, one of the world's greatest bartenders
ever. We saw Pat yesterday too.
Jess, we'll give him a shout out. He may be laying on his couch right now listening. I don't know.
He's cuddling with Hazy right now. And
he should call in.
Yeah.
If I knew I think it's 661-1037. If Jess is listening, he should call in and tell us how Brian's been since they opened.
He's going to say he's been a jerk.
So you guys do pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do salads and wings and a sandwich, but I got to ask, within the 2 weeks, what's been the best app or starter that people are gravitating towards?
So, man, I think that everybody always goes to, like, cheese curds and stuff, like easy shareable, poppable stuff, man. But if you didn't know this, we might have mentioned this on the show when we were about a month ago, but Jess and I, we're wing heads, man.
Yeah.
Like, we are wing heads. So we wanted to have just a bunch of wings on the menu, like boneless and bone-in and boneless wings, you know? And I'm a dry rub man, so, which is fantastic. We do a Cajun black rub that's got, like, a heavy black pepper on it. That's probably my favorite. Our Main Street rub is something that's Conan's. That's fantastic. But I'm telling you, the sleeper is the sauce, is the hot lemon pepper wings. It's a sauce. It's a wet. It's
hot lemon pepper.
Hot lemon pepper sauce, man. It is next level.
All right.
It's next level.
You're bringing up some argumentative points here. You had your pineapple on a pizza or no. You had your dry rub or wet barbecue. You said something else that made me think of an argument. Oh, that looks good.
I thought he was handing it to me. I was like, "You want me to?"
I was trying to get in the. I was trying to get it in the camera view.
I always heard the camera view.
That's a funnel cake. That is a funnel cake. It's like we're at the fair.
Yeah. And I'll be honest. Even not that your prices are great here, but that's $4.
Yeah.
That is
all day.
Hey, Ralph, you're about to drop.
Listen,
that.
We're gonna drop a beer.
You're gonna
on the
make
console.
My wife mad if we did that.
You said boneless wings or bone in wings. Hey, that's another argument.
That is another argument. I celebrate them both.
I do too.
I do.
In fact, all of these things we mentioned, I'm on both sides. I'm not one of those guys that's like, no pineapple.
Yeah.
Man, I eat it, try it all.
There's not much I don't eat. But when I'm watching football, there's something about watching football, I'm like gnawing on bones. and I will say this is one thing that my cousin and I are very adamant about. So, like, if I'm eating bone-in wings, when I'm, like, finished – Like, I don't go to the bathroom because I'm afraid that the server is going to take them away. And, like, because I gnaw
there's still a little
on
bit
donuts,
on it. Yeah.
And I chew. I, like, we always say, like, I eat my wings three times. And I do. I mean, you have to. I don't know. It's primitive nature, I guess.
Well, I agree with you on everything you just said, well, believe it or not.
I will say this. I kind of feel like I'm not going to diss somebody for eating bone-out wings, but those are pretty much chicken nuggets.
Hey, I love chicken nuggets.
But I myself some chicken nuggets.
Man. Yeah, I'm all over them.
I'm all about a dad.
Yeah, I'm with you, though, on the wings. That whole thing's in my mouth. I'm trying to get all the meat off of it and all the juices.
I think it depends on what you're drinking. If you're eating the bone and gnawing on all, you got to have some beer or bourbon.
Oh yeah.
If you're going bone out, if you're going like the boneless, maybe some wine. Or something lighter, a spritzer.
Something daintier, is that what you're saying?
Something bright. Some of the great little cutwater drinks Bry sells. You know, that kind of stuff. Man, boom, pour me up some bourbon, give me some bones in my
stuff.
There you go.
Bourbon and bones. There you go. That could be a special.
There you
go. We can run a special.
Bourbon
and bones.
I'm here.
Think I won't do it?
No, I don't doubt it at all.
So, enlighten me on the whiskey sauces here.
All right, so the whiskey sauces.
Good question.
Did you see that?
I didn't.
So, my favorite one there is the Jack Honey Chipotle, man. That Jack Honey Chipotle is good. And if you like Chipotle, you know, it's got that smoky nature to it. It's a little sticky, sweet. And that's good. That's good. And we might have had a lot of Jack Honey in the kitchen when we were experimenting.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. This Crown Royal Peach.
That's exactly what I was.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah. I'm not even a Crown Royal guy, but I do love some peach. You got Jameson Pickleback. You got Crown Royal Peach. You got Jack Honey Chipotle.
Yeah, man.
That's wings. Let's do wings.
And you know what the other thing is, too, man? There's one thing that Jess and Conan both said, like, when we were talking about wings. They were like, man, you just have to have a standard, good, mild wing, too. You have to have it. Not only, like, the taste, but the look of it. It's got to look the part, too, you know? And, man, our mild buffalo is just, I think it's on point.
This is making me want football season.
Oh, dude, I got
football season here.
Well, that's what we're looking forward to after last night.
You can't see it on the cameras, but great walls of TVs. It's easy to see the game from any angle.
Oh, man.
This is going to be a good football spot.
I mean, this is the only reason why we opened this place. Literally, the only reason why we opened this place. So we can watch football. Well, because Tina was pretty adamant, like, because, you know, when Tina opens up, we won't talk too much about it, but when she opens up down there in Argenta, Jess and I were like, well, we got to have TVs, blah, blah, blah. And Tina, she put her foot down. She's like, no. She's like my wife. She's not a big football fan. She just put her foot down. She's like, we have one TV. And I was like, all right, Jess, I guess we need to open up another place we want.
So she said one TV?
I don't even know if we're going to get that, man. Tina put her foot down, dude.
Because I've seen some pretty big TVs, if she's saying one. All right, so I got to ask, do you guys have a Seinfeld fan on staff or any? Because, Scott, check out the salads. If you remember, there was a great episode with Elaine and George.
And George,
and George got mad because Elaine said, here's big your salad. Big salad.
Yeah.
So I noticed that. Give us a little bit about the salad. You guys got an antipasta, chicken spinach, and the big salad.
So talking about the big – so I will say this. One thing, like, I say 90% of the time is, like, I will, like, put stuff together for the menu. But I won't name it. A lot of times I leave it up to Jess.
Yeah.
Conan, you guys name it. I don't care. I'm just going to cook it.
Yeah.
You guys name it or whatever. But that one, I was like, that has to stay. It's the big salad. It's the big salad. It needs to stay. And it is big. And
Mark, that reminds me of something I wanted to ask you tonight. Get some merch coming?
I mean, you see the shirts that these guys are wearing?
Those are going to be?
Yes.
I'm going to have to get one of those because
this is
I love
kind
that
of place.
Logo.
This is the kind of place where you want to walk around with a shirt because you love hanging out. This is because Park Hill itself is a nice little walking neighborhood.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, there haven't been that many places to walk to, though.
That's true.
In the last several years, some nice spots have opened up. You know, not to be a Park Hill commercial, but it's a beautiful area, wonderful houses.
Hey, man, I live in Lakewood. You know, I'm 90 seconds from here, which is a good and bad thing. You know,
well, curse and a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
This is the kind of place where people are going to be walking around in the Pizza Pup shirts, because this is their local place where they come on Monday nights and watch football and have their drafts and do all those things. It has that vibe.
That's another thing I can't take any credit for, too. Like, Conan, he put together the logo, and then Jess and Tina got the T-shirts made, and they figured out, like, the colors and all that kind of stuff.
Well, speaking of that, I know we talked about this on the show just for a second, but I've said this to some friends, and they want to know more. You got a dart room back there in the back.
Oh, dude.
You got some dart leagues coming?
No.
What you got going on?
Actually,
there?
Dart league started tonight.
I saw people walk in with their darts, and I'd ask Scott, I said, hey, where's the dart room? Because
I didn't know that one started tonight. Yeah.
Dude, it's solid, too. You guys got to check it out.
Maybe I'll have to get in.
You know what I'm fixing to check out is this funnel cake on this break. So it is. I'm sitting here smelted this whole segment, and I just want to dig in, but when we come back, got another segment left, and Scott, you went down to Louisiana, so we may have a little bit to talk about a brewery.
If I went somewhere and there was a brewery anywhere near, I went to it.
Heck yeah.
And then we're going to talk to Brant some more about the Pizza Pub here at 4000 John F. Kennedy Boulevard in North Little Rock. Come check it out. Google it.
Beer? Check. Certified Angus Beef? Check. Swift All Natural Pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed, and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See shelter agents Lawrence Forrester or Bo Beavis in Cabot or Candace Alford in Gravel Ridge today.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
The DQ Sauced and Tossed Chicken Strip Baskets have more flavor than your taste buds know what to do with. We start with all white meat, breaded, seasoned, and fried to crunchy perfection. Next, we double down and toss them in honey barbecue or new buffalo sauce. Serve them up with DQ fries, Texas toast, and house-made Hidden Valley Ranch, and you've got flavor on flavor on flavor. Get the Sauced and Tossed Chicken Strip Basket in honey barbecue or new buffalo right now at DQ. Happy tastes good. Participation may vary.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending.
So you can go from...
We can be twinsies.
To...
Now we're shopping. Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Accounts subject to approval. Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Pardon.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. Got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line.
All right, beer's back here at the Pizza Pub at 4000 John F. Kennedy Boulevard. Having a little food. I just demolished a funnel cake. And I got to tell you, Scott, that funnel cake was excellent. And Ralph, I think that helps. So maybe Justin will text you if it's better, because it's even better in my headset of my voice. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was much better. That's the technical stuff. Good on that end, Damon? All right.
Yeah, you hit the sexy button or something there.
Yeah, Ralph did.
We've
had a presence a little bit this year. Our man Justin Acree is listening to us on his way back home from Omaha. I hate to mention.
Yeah, we're still not talking about Omaha, but
with the assist to Ralph, he said I sounded terrible. So
that's just how you sound.
Well, pretty much.
In all fairness.
Pretty much. We're back here at Pete's Pub. Excellent place. Dart night started tonight. Let's just say this. If somebody wanted to get in the dart league, what do they do? Is it too late, or is it like a...
I got to be honest with you, man. When it comes to that, I'm not sure. I know that, I guess, their season has started. They started tonight.
Yeah.
Kind of like
a bowling league. Like, once you get in on the front end, you kind of...
I think that's right.
Yeah.
But there's probably people listening right now that know more than me about that kind of stuff. But I do know that there's a bunch of people back there, and our dart league is on Thursday nights, but the room is open every night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you come throw darts any day of the week, you know.
Well, I got to go back and check this out. I'm not good at darts. I am good at standing around drinking and throwing things, so I feel like
I'm good at hitting everything but the dartboard.
Yeah.
So, you don't want me there, because I will have everything around the dartboard. That sheetrock will be terrible.
Let me tell you something. Conan's such a good dude. Like, my kids, I have 10-year-old twin boys, and they've never thrown darts. They've certainly never thrown darts at a bar before, you know. So Conan takes them in the back, and, like, both of them, like, the first dart that they throw, just whoop, boom, right in the wall. Just boom. And then Conan goes, okay, well, guys, we're going to have to get a little higher. We're going to have to get a little higher, guys. Maybe get a little
get
closer.
Get a little stronger. Speaking of kids, you say you plan on making them get here at work when they get of age.
So it's funny, because we've had that conversation, and my kids are two totally different people. Evan is like, I told him he can start bussing tables at Brewed and Barley this year, and he was like all about it. And I was like, I pay $5 an hour.
Did he discuss pay?
Oh, of course.
Because
he
that's a big thing around our house.
He was like, that's Evan though.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, we got a phone call.
Put them on, Damon.
TJ in North Little Rock.
Yes, sir.
What's up, TJ?
Doing? Are y'all in that
We're
little shopping
good,
center
man.
Across from Hog's Meat Market?
We are.
Yeah.
The North Bar is in here. The medicine shop, the bookstore, and the pizza pub. They're kind of on the left side on the end.
Can't miss them.
Yeah, if you come down the hill right there, it's right. It's that little bitty shopping center, right?
It is. I believe the donut shop is.
Yeah. Next, kind of, about a half.
Yes,
and
sir.
Half.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, come in.
All right, TJ, come grab a pizza, man. It is excellent. Hey, I guess somebody is listening to us.
We
besides,
have two listeners.
Two listeners. Justin, TJ.
Justin Avery. Yeah. That's double the normal listener since my wife's not listening tonight.
Yeah, well, can we count my wife?
Oh, yeah.
Since
well,
we're making her.
Well, you're forcing her.
Well, Ralph says he listens religiously.
Oh, you bribed your wife with a funnel cake, so that.
But yeah. Anyway, I mean, is this something you guys have done? I mean, because I know Jess has some kids.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Conan have kids.
Yeah, so both of Conan's boys work here.
Yeah.
Zen and Zeppelin. One is a server and the other one runs Expo and it will pretty much help anyway.
Yeah.
I did not realize.
I want my kids to grow up to be Conan's kids is what
yeah.
I want. Yeah. And Gina. I'm sorry. I keep saying Conan, but Gina's obviously a big
yeah.
part of that too. Mrs. Robinson. Who is big part of the decor over here?
Well,
she
and you
designed
guys have
all
a North Little Rock staple.
The
Bolsovich.
Did you look down? Did you see that?
My wife noticed it, and
yeah.
I was like, I was thinking because I know we have a room at Kenley's room that has a couple outlets that don't work, and I'm literally thinking we have a cover on them now.
Oh yeah,
because there's nothing in it, and I'm like, that would be cool in there.
Man, so Roland.
Yeah.
Did that, and he was here forever. He was here, you know, 5-6 hours a day, maybe even more for a well over a month. So he got to taste the progression of the pizza and everything like
yeah.
that, too, because he was always like, Rowan, you hungry? He's like, just.
Well, that's when you're testing something out, you don't need somebody that's here, like, back there, because they're going to get jaded with.
Yeah.
You need an outside somebody that's like, just give me an honest opinion on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's talk dessert real quick. I've got the funnel cake, which is fantastic, but you guys also do a tiramisu and
yeah.
a cannoli, and all those made in-house?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff is semi-home. You know?
Semi-home, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But what's so far? I'm going to assume the funnel cake has probably been the most popular.
Actually, man, that's funny. The tiramisu.
Really?
It has been a big sell. Yeah, tiramisu. It's pretty damn good, man.
Can I put whiskey sauces on the funnel cake?
Scott, you personally can do anything
okay.
you want. I'll give you a key to the place.
I'm obsessed
with
whiskey sauce on the
wings.
Let's do it.
Maybe. Good on the Crown Royal Peach.
Oh.
I don't know.
On the tiramisu?
No, or the who
wait,
knows?
Now that doesn't sound as good, but I'll give it a shot.
Hey.
All right, you guys, you've been open a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the neighborhood in North Little Rock has welcomed you guys with open arms.
I love this town, man.
What, for Pizza Pub, what's kind of next for you guys after – You know, I know you guys are so new, it's hard to kind of say what next, but we've got football season coming up. We've got, you know, other things going on. Kind of where are you guys headed towards in the direction
for
the next couple months?
As soon as possible, we're going to start doing to-go orders.
Yep.
So we'll plug the phones back in, start doing that. Get ready for football season, start doing some more advertising.
Did I hear rumors of an outdoor seating possibly?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And you guys have kind of plenty of space. Would it go that way, this way?
I mean, this parking lot was a big sell, you know. This parking lot is huge, you know. There's people all over the place. So we're thinking that side right there. Patio and
shaded. Well, I like that side because right now when it would be busy –
Yeah.
It's covered, or it's shaded.
Yeah.
It is 100% in the shade.
For sure. Yeah. But, man, I mean, we're booting up. I mean, this is the thing about a place like this is that the possibilities are endless, you know.
Yeah.
And we're big fans. The same thing we do at Brood. You know, I like changing the menu, start running specials, you know. And we want to watch games here. I mean, I told you that was the sole purpose why we opened this place is to watch games
here. Somewhere for y'all to come hang out, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the most selfish person you ever met.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I want to watch football. I can't wait for that, you know. We're not going to talk about last night, but, I mean, people have been coming in to watch basketball. There's a big game tonight.
Yeah, there
big
is. Finals tonight.
Starts now, right?
Maybe on.
One of these mini
it is
nice
started.
Flat screen TVs.
It is.
Got to have it.
I think it's on ABC. You may have, Brian's like, I got to get that changed. So let's talk. Not only do you guys have Pizza Pub, you guys really started out at Brewed and Barley. What's going on right now down there?
Oh, man, everything. I mean, one thing, I got to give a shout out to the crew down there. I mean, they're killing it. I mean, for Jess and I to be up here as much time as we are, our staff down there between Allie and Morgan and John and Kate and that whole crew, I mean, they're killing it right now. You know, so we can walk away and do stuff like this. But it's Argenta, man. Argenta's howling right now. Tomorrow's Art Walk.
We love Art Walk.
If you, I was going to say, I think I've seen you at Art Walk.
Oh, yeah. We always go to Art Walk.
Bryce, if you and Jennifer have never been to Art Walk, you guys need to go to Art Walk, man.
We might have to.
I mean,
it's tomorrow night.
It is tomorrow night, but it's the third Friday every month. So if you can't make it tomorrow, it's the third Friday every month. But, I mean, Art Walk, I mean, John Godin, Akanza, you know, I mean, it's amazing.
It's fantastic, and the artists are right there. Yeah. I tell you, nothing would pair better with Art Walk for me than I'm going to a professional wrestling event tomorrow night after Art Walk.
Are you really?
I'm the only person in the whole town that's going to Art Walk and then pro wrestling.
You got to tell me, where are you going to pro wrestling?
The Hall's having a big show tomorrow night, man. I'm looking for some body slams and all the good stuff.
You're a man of many.
Here's the thing, though. I'm cultured.
You are cultured.
I take my shirt off, boom, I'm at wrestling.
This is not, and I hate to say that I know this, but this is not Scott's first wrestling event.
Oh, I've been to a lot of wrestling.
I'm saying the last couple months.
Oh, I went to the Lucha Libre on
Cinco de Mayo.
What a blast,
man. The downtown partnership put
it's
on.
So fun.
They put it on in a warehouse over by Lost 40, and it was in there, and they were showing Lucha Libre that night. And then they brought
Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Black movie.
And they brought they did a wrestling event before the movie.
That's so awesome.
Well, they got the same group that comes to the Travelers game. To get shout out to Travelers.
Oh, and speaking of, I'll say this. I believe there's a wrestling event July 12th at the Travelers, sponsored by Garage Beer. And if you guys, I don't know if you know Garage Beer, but that is the brewery that Jason and Travis Kelsey bought. And they have a beer now called Garage Beer.
I love the sound of it.
So, with you being a Philly guy, you might have to get some Garage Beer in here with Jason Kelsey attached to it.
I think I'm going to have to. And as a matter of fact, I think we're going to have to get Jason Kelsey in here. Maybe he's listening.
Just don't get that Hulk Hogan beer. I don't care.
It's kind of weak.
I don't know. I hope Golden Eagle doesn't carry
that. No, we don't.
Okay. Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Ever feel like the road is out to... Thankfully, Hyundai is always working to ensure it doesn't, with over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Top Safety Pick Plus Awards to Hyundai vehicles from 2006 to 2025.
Lease the Hyundai Tucson for $289 per month or get 2.99% APR for 48 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. Offers end July 7th. Call 469-405-7740 for details.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
So Restaurant and Bar presents the one and only Bill Vickery when he joins Morning Mayhem each week. So Restaurant and Bar on Kavanaugh in the heart of Little Rock's historic Hillcrest neighborhood. Experience fine dining right in your backyard.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
This is Pat Bradley, and you've heard it before on The Buzz, how Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is helping members step into the future with their summer auto loan special. Ultra low rates as low as 1.99%, 84 months financing, and no payments for 90 days. Offer valid on new, used, or refinanced 23, 24, and 25 models. Deals like this don't last forever. Apply online at alcoacommunityfcu.org and drive into the future with Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties across central Arkansas.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Have a couple minutes. We're broadcasting live from the Pizza Pub at 4000 John F. Kennedy Boulevard in North Little Rock. They're not taking orders right now, takeout or delivery.
Yeah.
But you can walk. Can you walk in here and get a beer, pizza, yeah, and take it?
Absolutely.
So you just can't call. Just come up here and have a beer or cocktail or something at the bar.
Yeah.
And within 15, 20 minutes, you're going to get your pizza and you can head home.
Bang out. Yeah.
But come check them out. They will be eventually doing takeout. They just got to work out the kinks of opening another restaurant.
And we'll get there.
Brad, I got to tell you, man, the pepperoni was on spot like it was a month ago.
Yeah.
The beer was on spot. I think the margarita was on spot. I'm getting a nod of approval from my wife.
Nice.
Scott's going through your rotating IPAs.
I'm crushing every IPA.
And Ralph's even enjoying a Lone Star from the old school.
Man, that is old school.
That
I love
old school, isn't it? Yeah.
But real quick, I wanted Brian said something that I'm interested in. Down at Brewed and Barley, they're fixing to put on sale a tequila dinner for like mid-September-ish.
Mid-September.
But they're fixing to start selling tickets. So if you're interested in a tequila dinner, if we got any listeners that's never been to a beer dinner or a liquor or spirit dinner, go do it because they're fun.
Oh,
and also the amazing just pairing food and liquor, which Scott and I love to do.
Yeah.
We used to go to a beer dinner probably, four or five times a year?
It's something 10 or 20 years ago they didn't do. They did wine. Everybody's wine dinner. Now you see whiskey dinners, you see beer dinners, you see because tequila dinners. It's all about flavor, and if you pair it right, and you guys do, it's a blast, and you'll learn a lot about tequila, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, man.
That sounds like a good time.
How do they go about getting tickets for that, Brandon?
So
they just go to...
if you look at like all the social media stuff, Brewed and Barley, we usually use Eventbrite. It's just easier that way. But you know, if you're part of Eventbrite, then you'll get a notification. If not, you know, you just hit the link on the Facebook page and it'll take you right to it. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, Bray, thanks for having us over tonight. This has been fantastic.
I appreciate
it. The food was excellent. The beer is excellent. Y'all both had cocktails that probably were excellent.
Hey, not just a good addition to the Little Rock area or Park Hill area. You're over across the river? Come on, cross that river. Yeah. This has got a lot of good stuff here.
We don't have a show July 3rd. We'll be back in a month. Scott, we got to get to that brewery you went to in Louisiana in a month. We'll get it covered.
All right. All right,
see you in a month, Scott.
Thank you, well.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.